We've been talking about family dysfunction and the imperfect family this week. Today I'd like to talk about self-esteem. So yesterday we saw Jacob had 12 sons. How did that happen? Well, he had more than one wife. You see, Jacob's uncle was a deceptive man named Laban, and Laban had two daughters, Leah and Rachel. The Bible describes Leah as having weak eyes, which is a euphemistic way of saying that she wasn't very attractive, while Rachel was beautiful. Jacob loved Rachel, and he agreed to work for 7 years for Laban if he could just have her hand in marriage. And so after the 7 years of labor, which veiled daughter did deceptive Laban send into the bridal tent? Well, his weak-eyed daughter, Leah. And when Jacob found out about it the next day, he was outraged. And he confronted Laban, and he worked out a deal where he could marry Rachel. And finally, he had his favorite wife. How do you think that made Leah feel? Well, she had low self-esteem, and it only caused her to have a competitive relationship with her sister Rachel for the rest of their lives. Do you struggle with self-esteem? I actually don't know how a person can't struggle with self-esteem. Here's why I say that. Because self is the problem. Because we're sinful and have sinful thoughts, I'm not sure how a person can have high self-esteem. Because even Isaiah the prophet says, even our righteous acts are like filthy rags. And so I really don't like that term, self-esteem, because I don't think anyone can have high self-esteem. So are we doomed? Well, no. We just need to get our esteem from another place. You are more valuable than the most valuable diamond ever found. You are worth the blood of Jesus, the priceless blood of Jesus. And do you know why you're worth that? Because that is what Jesus was willing to pay to win you, to make you his own. So now, it really doesn't matter what other people say about you. That can't affect your esteem. It doesn't even matter what you say about you. That cannot affect your esteem. The only thing that matters is what God says about you. And do you know what God says about you because Jesus made you his own? He looks at you and says of you what he says of his son. This is my child whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. Now that's Christ's esteem. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, continue to show me how valuable I am to you. Only then will I truly see my worth in your eyes. Amen. Today we talked about self-esteem. Who in your life reminded you of your true worth? What is the unique way that they showed you? Comment below and we'll see you tomorrow. Blessings on your day.
Hey everyone, Pastor Mike here with Time of Grace. We hope that you love this podcast and that it helps you grow in your faith and get closer to Jesus. And we would love more and more people to have that experience too, which is why I want to ask you today to leave a review of this podcast. With just a few moments of your time, you can help us spread the word to more people who can meet more and more of Jesus. Besides, what else are you going to do? Look at your phone? Check the weather again? Go on social media? Binge on Netflix? Okay, I won't shame you, but we'd love a review. Thanks for sharing this podcast, and we'll talk to you soon.